And the situation now is that since Monday, this week, Monday, the government team came to Haiti and talked to the protesters on the ground. And in that meeting with them, have agreed that they will release that 35 million Kenyan that the government promised to pay to Haiti, Pindel 1 and Pindel 7, land owners as a project security grant. So they agreed that they will pay that within 7 days, starting last week and this week Monday. And then now it's Friday, so 7 days will lapse next week this day.
Are the people confident that the government will now stand by its word to pay that money?
From our previous experience, we don't stand by the. We hope and that and this time they will honor their promise to pay that, release that money. And that they ask the landowners that to send two of our leaders from Haiti, one representing Pindel 7 and one representing Pindel 1, to witness the actual deposit of that money into the Haiti Special Service Authority's account. So these two guys are already here in the city of Port Moresby, and today is the 15th day, so hopefully in the 7 days we left next week Wednesday.
The sites that were blocked off, are they still blocked off?
Blockers of all those timbers are chopped down and blocking the road access to all the wellheads are still there in there, and some of the protesters are still in that area, hoping that the government will release the money before next week Friday. And people are still waiting there in silently. So if they don't release the money by before next week Friday, then things will be even worse than before. The government cannot honor and failing the landowners to honor the commitment the second time.
Which wellheads are they again?
The wellheads in Haiti, Pindel 1 and 7, starting from wellhead A to G.
And how important is this wellheads to the
Those
project?
Those wellheads are the ones which is contributing almost 90% of the gas.